Sault-Ste-Aux First Nation. Police have taken three more individuals into custody after the death of a Wilkie man found on Salto First Nation. RCMP say that on April 18 at approximately 12:15 p.m., Battleford RCMP received a report of an assault at a residence on the Salto First Nation. When officers arrived at the residence, they located an adult man with serious injuries. Officers immediately began providing first aid and called for assistance from local EMS. The man was transported to hospital in Saskatoon with serious injuries. The North Battleford RCMP Provincial General Investigation Section, GIS, with the assistance of Saskatoon RCMP GIS, began an investigation. On April 19, investigators were advised the injured man would not survive his injuries and Saskatchewan RCMP Major Crimes took over the investigation. On April 22, Quinn Square, 22, from Wilkie was declared deceased in hospital. Victim services have been made available for the family. Riley Gopher, 26, from Salto First Nation is charged with second-degree murder and robbery. A 17-year-old youth from Salto First Nation is charged with second-degree murder, disguise with intent and unlawful confinement. Riley Gopher and the 17-year-old youth were arrested on April 22, made their first court appearance April 24. Wyana Kachich, 22, from Salto First Nation, is charged with second-degree murder and unlawful confinement. Alex Gopher, 31, from Sweetgrass First Nation, is charged with second-degree murder. Colton Swiftwolf, 21, from Musumin First Nation, is charged with second-degree murder and robbery. Arrest warrants were issued for Kachich, Alex Gopher, and Swiftwolf and, on April 25, Saskatchewan RCMP's Warrant Enforcement and Suppression Team, West, with assistance from the Saskatchewan Trafficking Response Team, STRT, and North Battleford Gang Task Force, GTF, located and arrested Colton Swiftwolf and Wyana Kachich. On April 26, Alex Gopher turned himself in to the North Battleford RCMP detachment and was taken into custody with assistance from West and STRT members. They appeared in North Battleford Provincial Court on April 27. LJOY at glaciermedia.ca. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt_escateaday.